A 2011 law provided parents of children with special needs with what lawmakers called empowerment scholarship accounts, essentially checking accounts on the state treasury to buy education services wherever they want. Last year, that expanded to students in schools rated D and F. Courts have so far rejected claims the plan violates a constitutional ban on aid to private and parochial schools. So now, Representative Debbie Lesko is pushing to allow any student eligible for the free or reduced lunch program to get such an account.
I believe that students should have the best possible options on their educational choice. My goal is to improve education.
And Lesko said for some parents, that might include homeschooling or even private schools. But Andrew Morrill of the Arizona Education Association said parents already have other options like charter schools and open enrollment.
What this is a matter of is directing badly needed public funds into private education and just finding rhetorically convenient ways to do so. It's a bad policy, and this is expansion of a bad policy that has shown no track record for improving the system overall, which is how it was touted.
One potential legal hurdle remains. The state Supreme Court has yet to decide if the program is constitutional. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.